Suddenly, an animal crossed the threshold into an outlandish world beyond any human's power to understand. A place that was not even made up of three dimensions. An enormous cluster of codes and electricity that surged through the unknown universe. An animal felt a sense of energy like he was connected to the world in that way, as if it made him up as a person. Out of the blue, a deep booming voice said,
"What is your business here? How have you arrived in the forsaken world of Gridline?"
questioned the voice. Anima was at a loss for words. He couldn't even think or move. He was completely vulnerable, suspended in this fantasy. There was nothing Anima could do to save himself.
"So, what you doing?" said Gilbert, somewhat sarcastically.
"Well, I'm in a very difficult situation currently. I can't do anything about it. Here, I have no power," replied Anima.
"That's where you are completely wrong. Here, everything is in your head. It's all mental. If you predetermine that you are going to die, it'll happen. Either way, if you say that you will fail or succeed, you're right.